You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Columbus, Ohio. Mail handlers. Clerks. Mail processors. And maintenance. You see, where I'm from, when you have celebrations or moments of appreciation, usually there is a joyous atmosphere surrounding it. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. The podcast is so nice that I had to say it twice. I want to take a moment and impress upon every employee who works for Columbus, Ohio, City Gate, in particular, Tour 2. If management never shows you another thing as long as you work there, today they showed you just how much they really don't care about what you do. They can talk that talk all day long about being short of personnel. They can talk that talk about sick leave abuse, but today they showed you that they really don't care. And what I mean by that is, in Columbus, Ohio, we had an employee appreciation day today. And let me tell you, none of the employees, well, I'm not going to say none, very few even knew what was taking place. Columbus management decided to show their true feelings today. And once again, I put all of this, when I say Columbus management in this case would be the plant manager, because he sets the path, he sets the direction, and he sets the speed at which we're going to move. And today, in his absence, on Employee Appreciation Day, tell me that don't speak volumes to you. He didn't care enough to come down and address you for reporting to work. He didn't care that much. He didn't care enough to stop by and say, listen, I thank you for coming to work. Those of you that came, those of you that wanted to come as a unit, as a processing facility, we were still able to process and distribute mail. You heard none of that today. And again, I think that's embarrassing. You wonder why you don't have employees always willing to go that extra, always willing to give that discretionary effort, which you have no right to, postal management. You take an opportunity, Employee Appreciation Day, and you squander that opportunity, because you had a real chance here today to win some employees over to the side of, not so much to the side of management, but to the side of, you know what, I'm going to go a little harder every day because they appreciate what I do. You showed none of that today, Columbus, Ohio. You told your employees, here's a pizza and a soda. I'm sorry, a pizza and a pop. Have a nice day. I heard no speeches. I heard no manager. In fact, your plant manager was absent. Your manager of maintenance was not there. I mean, these are department heads that are not present for an Employee Appreciation Day. Now, I'm not saying that it was intentional. I'm sure both of them had a very good reason for why they weren't there. But I'm saying, what is the message that's being sent to the employees? It sure is not a message that says, if you're feeling maybe not okay, hey, come on in anyway. That's not the message you got today. What you got today was whatever is whatever. And if you came to work, you came to work. If you didn't, you didn't. But one of the most important things that I think postal management missed today, and I'm going to tell you what I think it is, they miss the opportunity today to say thank you to those employees who reported for work. Because let me tell you something. When the coronavirus act first came out, and then followed up by EFEL, Emergency Federal Employees Leave, do you realize every single employee,
600 hours,
not every, but about 80% of the employees who worked for Columbus, Ohio, had access to that leave. That leave was available to everyone, and there were some that used it. There were quite a few that used it, but way more did not touch that leave and were still coming to work every day helping process mail, violating their contract to get mail on a truck or get mail off of a DBCS onto a pie cart into an APC so it can make a dispatch on time, violating their contract. And postal management didn't have the nerve or the professional, business savvy about themselves to stop by and say thank you. I do. I'm sorry. I know I'm ranting right now, but I want you to understand that this is the company. This is what Columbus, Ohio management showed today, and I don't want that to be missed by anybody. Because see, if you sincerely cared, not so much about individual people, and they should, but if you cared about what they do collectively, then you would present or you would make sure they understood or they knew that. Your Employee Appreciation Day, that would be something that would probably be advertised. There would probably be banners hanging in the facility. You have one of the best feel-good bands in the world working there. Would it have hurt to have the Postal Jamming guys playing in the cafeteria for about a half hour today? Shut down facilities. Have the plant manager give a quick speech as far as, even if he didn't really sincerely feel it, I'm sure someone could have wrote him a speech. Give a speech about how grateful he is that the people came to work, that allowed him to get his bonus, that's going to allow him to retire. No, you heard none of that. And again, I don't think that should go unnoticed.
So I want to say to the plant manager, you've always been a square shooter with me. You and I don't agree on much, but we've always had decent conversation. I really think your employees deserve better than what was shown to them today. And it's so funny, we talk about professionalism. The reason I found out about the employee, you hear what I said? The reason I found out, so it was cloaked in secrecy. But the reason I came into the knowledge of it is some more unprofessional act by a supervisor just going to tell an employee, be at a certain place at a certain time. Now, what kind of message is that? I mean, you know what I'm saying? So right away, anxiety starts. I don't know. Now, I can see if that message was delivered and then you had a surprise circus type atmosphere waiting, then that would fit the message. Okay, I want it to be cloaked in secrecy so not to spoil the surprise. But if your message is just be at a certain place at a certain time, I don't know. That's not a good way to tell an employee that we're having an appreciation for your efforts today. So an unprofessional act led me to look into what was happening, and lo and behold, that's what it was. The supervisor wanted the employee there because they were having an employee appreciation, which the supervisor didn't even show up for. But nonetheless, one professional act led to the next, and then you wonder,
you know, they talk about toxic employees. But, hey, I hope we can do better. And employees, remember, I mean, we still have a job to do. But you just think about what you were shown today, and you come up with your own conclusion on how you think it could have been done. But what I will say, Columbus, Ohio, thank you for the awesome job you did during this pandemic to ensure mail was processed and distributed. I can't thank you enough for reporting for work, because even though, or although there were a lot of employees, or there are still a lot of employees missing from the ranks, enough of you showed up that we still completed our mission. So with all sincerity, to the clerks, mail handlers, mail processors, and of course maintenance, I want to say thank you.